Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Matt Tranel with EverEgg joining us this week. We're talking dairy markets. And, well, we're coming to the end of 2023 and optimistic for another new year. I mentioned to Matt to describe this current dairy market where we're sitting right now as we're seeing a lot of Class 3 prices in that $17 range. Matt Tranel with EverEgg. You can also find out more details about Matt and what they do at EverEgg at ever.egg. Here's Matt talking about the current status of the dairy industry.
Markets have definitely fallen back, taking a little bit of the premium out of what we built up last week. I believe last week a lot of that was primarily looked at from a money flow standpoint. So we call them the fund community, manage money. They typically come into a market, they typically move out of a market whenever they feel that there is maybe a better investment elsewhere. Mainly last week and the beginning of this week, we watched tremendous volume come to the Class 3 market, and we were trading upwards of 1,500 to 1,800 contracts. When you looked at the open interest and volume reports that evening, you noticed that about 600 or 700, about a third of the contracts that were traded were offsetting positions. So it seemed to me that there was managed money that was actually leaving the market, along with commercial end-user hedging was propping this market up maybe artificially, just as people wanted to get out and either get out of marginable positions or potentially look for a market that had some more upside longer term. I got to believe that the managed fund community was considering looking at the energy space, just given what has been going on in Israel here as of late, should that conflict get any bigger and reach some OPEC major states. Maybe they thought that there might be some bullish bets in the oil space primarily. But managed money, it's a fickle thing. It took us from high 17s all the way up to 19 bucks. I do know that we saw a lot of dairy producers selling at the $19 level. In addition, lately you have not seen the commercial bid be nearly as active. Commercial buyers are very good at staying in the market for a period of time to lock up their price risk to the upside. And then they just sit on their hands because once they know that they take the market to a certain price, they know dairy farmers will be very interested in that particular price. And if they sit on their hands for a week, 2 weeks, generally speaking, they can buy milk or buy products significantly cheaper than what they had the week prior. So patience is something that commercial end users are very good at. I would imagine that we do still have a little bit more hedging to be done out of that crowd. We do still have a little bit of holiday demand left, but we are getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving and Christmas, so we are probably getting towards the back end of a lot of that holiday demand. But did take prices from 19 all the way down to 17. That just shows you how fast the markets can move.
Tranel mentions managed money. Now, I think a lot of folks, including myself, we look at all the factors on the surface, but this is showing maybe a little more what's behind the curtain.
I mean, there's definitely some factors on the surface that that we always pay attention to, such as cold storage came out this week, and that's a report that is indeed available and easy to get in front of by any participant in the market, but you have to kind of dig a little bit deeper in order to really see what's kind of going on from our buyers and sellers. And we've always kind of said that the buyers are willing to purchase milk. A lot of times it feels like that $18.75, $19 threshold is really where you start to look at buyers saying, okay, we're going from cheap milk to expensive milk. And so typically a $19 sale isn't the worst thing in the world.
Matt Tranel with EverEgg joining us on Chasm Radio. Matt gives us an update on cattle inventory as some recent reports have surfaced.
According to the milk production report that came out last week, We are starting to see cow numbers come down. It was through a revision, and quite frankly, when we went through the July and the August milk production reports, it felt like the cow disappearance was a little bit light. It also felt like the milk production year over year was a little bit light compared to what we were seeing in the USDA slaughter reports. And so in the milk production report, we did see USDA revise July production down 0.9%. We saw August down 0.8%. And then they also revised the cow numbers lower, and they took 20,000 head out of the market compared to previous reports. We are starting to see cows come down. I would say, however, that slaughter did slow during the month of September. September was a month that we did print a Class 3 value of 1838. So it does show that should we go on a run, we get up into the 18s, we get up into the 19s, slaughter slows way down as farmers see more profitability. But during that July-August time period, we did see additional slaughter. I would say that if October, November, if we keep prices where we're at, we're going to bump that slaughter right back higher so that dairies can maybe substitute some of the lost milk revenue for beef revenue.
Matt Tranel with EverEgg. Find out more at ever.egg. I did finally mention the Tranel if he is bearish or bullish on 2024.
From current milk prices that are printed on the board, I would say I'm bearish. And the reason for that is because there is so much premium already built up into the futures. If you look at the CME Spot Dairy Index and you put cheddar blocks, cheddar barrels, butter, and whey into a Class 3 pricing formula, it would say that today's spot price is worth about $17. Other than January out there, we're 18 to 18.75 across 2024. And so if nothing changes from a cheese perspective, a butter perspective, a whey perspective, you would expect that Class 3 prices were to come down. I would say that cheese is pretty neutral to where it could be. I think it's in the right spot, 170s, to get some business done. I think butter is overinflated. I think whey's move probably takes us back to the top end. So I think we are maybe slightly bearish. And a lot of that kind of stems also from, in any given market, your best demand or your best bullish story comes from weakening production along with strong demand. Today, we do have weakening production, but we do not have strong demand. And until we have strong demand, I think this market's kind of so-so, leans bearish, quite frankly.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, Matt Tranel with EverEgg joining us. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon.